Making Your World Smile. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, Making Your World Smile. I am so pleased and so honored to receive emails from people all over the world. And every day it's filled with joy. Every day these emails are something that just lift my heart and make me be as happy as can be. And one of my students in Switzerland is always a source of good information. And she's telling me all about her wonderful world. And her wonderful world is filled with a lot of marvelous things. But she makes it happen. Her life is so busy, so fantastic, so joyous, I don't think she has time for an unbusy moment. I don't think she has time for ever thinking a thought that's negative, ever thinking an idea that is going to be limiting in any way. She's just a sparkling being. This morning, she wrote and she told me about her experience in clown school. Now, can you imagine going to clown school? And what would you think of clown school? That everybody's laughing and everybody's happy and everybody loves everybody else and everybody's hugging everybody else and everybody thinks, hey, it's wonderful, wonderful. Well, actually, it wasn't really that day. She writes, hugging is the best medicine to have harmony, joy, and confidence. You are right when you say a hugogram speaks of me. Yeah, it sure does, smile. She said, the first day of clown school started, I made sure to give everyone a good hug, including the teacher. It was like a happy warming up, and the reactions mostly perceptive, and some really liked it very much. In the evening, the real hug lovers were still around to say goodbye in the same way, with a big hug. The next morning, the hugging virus was already spreading out nicely, and the shy clowns came out of the corner too to smile. It works so beautifully. You know, we don't realize how much the world loves a hug, how much the world loves to be hugged, and how much we love to hug the world. When we hug the world, we're doing something so spectacular, so beautiful, so wonderful, because, you know, in fact, we're hugging ourselves. Making your world smile with a hug is kind of an important thing. I go to conferences, and as I go to these conferences, I meet a lot of people who want to shake hands. And I just slip my arms right around them and give them a hug. And they look kind of startled at first. And then they say, that's nice, thank you. And some don't want to be hugged. Some women, they feel, oh dear, if my husband sees you hugging me, what will he think? And some men, they don't want to be hugged. They say, if somebody sees you hugging me, what are they going to think? And so I sort of read their mind and I say, they're going to think exactly what you think they're going to think. If you think they're going to think that you're being hugged by someone who loves you, you're right. If you think that they're going to think that you're being hugged by somebody who has ulterior motives, then you're right. That is what you have. But if your mind and your heart and your life is so pure that every hug you give is given with unconditional love, nothing more beautiful could ever be done. You know, you'd think that in clown school, all of the people studying to be clowns would be the first to be huggable, that they would enjoy being hugged. They'd enjoy being loved, enjoy it very much, which of course they did after they had a chance to have it happen. But surprisingly enough, a lot of people going into clown school or going into any area of life don't get hugged very much. How often do you get hugged? I see so many patients as I walk through hospital wards, and I see their family coming in to greet them. and they hold out their hand and they shake their hand. Or they give them a little schnook and schnook on each side of their cheek or something like that, as though they're afraid to kiss them on the mouth. And they, you know, act as though, hello, I saw you yesterday, I saw you the day before you, nothing new. Not giving them a great big loving hug saying, you're the most precious person in my world. You're wonderful. I love you because I love me. You know, a hug is more than just a hug. A hug has a whole book behind it. And that book says, hey, you're okay. You're a wonderful person. You're a reflection of me. You're beautiful. I love you. I respect you. I honor you. I trust you. I believe in you. I know you to be beautiful and harmonious. Hey, you're the greatest. Wow. A hug says all that? Yes. A hug says all that and a lot more. Anytime we are ever privileged to give a hug, do it. And when you give a hug, slip your arms around the person's head or neck or body and give them a secure hug. I was telling you about our student in Switzerland. We went to visit this elderly lady. And this student, Monica Egli, she took this lady in her arms, in her bed, and she wrapped her arms around her, and she snuggled her and hugged her and says, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then she got the lady to laughing and said, yes, you're so wonderful. And the laughing within Monica was contagious, and the lady picked it up, and they laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed, and they laughed and laughed and laughed, and they did this for a number of minutes, almost 15, 20 minutes. And you say, how could they do that? When you feel the vibrations are strong and powerful, the love vibrations, the hug vibrations, the laughter vibrations, life is wonderful. Add laughter to your hugs. Add laughter and joy and unconditional love to your hugs. When you do that, wow, such magic, such wonder, such glorious thing takes place. Life just seems like it's impossible to get any more wonderful. And it is possible to get more wonderful, but it is a pretty wonderful effect right at that moment. And like our friend Nyrene, the clown student, said, the next morning the hugging virus was already spreading out nicely, and the shy clowns came out of their corner too to laugh and to smile and to be hugged and to hug. You see, hugging is not just one way. We don't just hug others. When we hug others, we give them an opportunity to hug us too. Oh, I've had some limp cows, and their arms hung down by their side. And I say, come on, put your arms around me. Give me a hug, too. I'm giving you a hug. Give me a hug. And so, as though they woke up and they say, I'm supposed to be active in this, too. I'm not just supposed to be passive and let people love me like my husband or something like that. And I say, come on, you love, too. This is a two-way street. It's a game for two, not just one. I said, I can love everybody, and I do love everybody, but you too can love everybody and do love everybody, starting with yourself. So, remember that making your world smile is one of the most joyous, fantastic, marvelous, exciting adventures anyone can have, and it is yours for the price of a good snuggle and a good smuggle and a good kiss. And a good love, and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then you got it, because I love you, I love you, I love you.